I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 27, 2026. Kentucky Power has asked the Kentucky Public Service Commission to rehear its recent decision on customer rates. Curtis Tate has more on the story.
The Kentucky PSC's February 28th decision imposes, quote, significant negative effects on Kentucky Power's financial health, the company said in a filing to the commission last week. The average residential electricity customer will see a nearly 6% increase this year, followed by a 1% increase next year. That's about half what the company originally sought. Still, the settlement that the PSC approved could require the company to take a $17 million write-off in 2026. Sarah Lynch, a Kentucky Power spokeswoman, said the remedy the company seeks wouldn't change customer rates beyond what the commission already approved. She said the issues could be resolved by applying up to $40 million in deferred tax credits. That could prevent the company from filing another rate increase before August 2028. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
A bill that opponents worry would erode job protections for tenured faculty at Kentucky public higher education institutions is just one vote away from heading to the governor's desk. House Bill 490 passed out of the Senate committee yesterday and could be approved by the full chamber as soon as this evening. The measure would require state colleges and universities to establish policies, allowing them to fire employees, including those with tenure, for what the bill deems as bona fide financial reasons. That includes low program enrollment and, quote, the misalignment of revenue and costs in departments or programs. Gerald Natchway of the United Campus Workers of Kentucky says the bill could lead schools to value profit over their educational missions.
If the bill is passed, I envision a future in which degree programs that have been taught for decades will be eliminated in favor of certifications and credentials for money-making occupations that, in our current economy, are likely to be obsolete in 5 years.
Proponents of HB 490 argue that the measure gives universities another way to ensure that they are good stewards of the taxpayer dollars. Organizers in dozens of Kentucky's communities are hosting protests on Saturday as part of the nationwide No Kings movement. No Kings organizers say the nonviolent protests are rallying against what they describe as authoritarian-like actions by President Trump and his administration. Protests will be held in all 50 states, as well as in several other countries, on Saturday. More than 30 protests have been planned across Kentucky. This is the third time since June that No Kings has organized a national day of protest. Louisville police have used drones to surveil multiple protests over the last year, according to footage obtained by LPM News and the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting. Roberto Roldan says the revelation comes as the city is expanding its drone program.
Louisville Metro Councilmember J.P. Leninger says he could see the lights of a drone overhead as he spoke at an anti-ICE protest back in January.
Standing up on the steps looking out at the crowd, you couldn't miss them.
Footage obtained through the Kentucky Open Records Act shows police were monitoring that protest. They also had drones in the air for a No Kings protest last June and a student demonstration at U of L in February. Leninger says local leaders should be more upfront about how they're using drones.
The potential for the abuses of civil liberties and civil rights is inherent with government surveillance.
Louisville Metro has invested $1 million into its drone program this year. A police spokesperson said drones allow them to monitor protests without additional officers. That sentiment was echoed by Republican Councilmember Dan Syme, who heads the council's Public Safety Committee.
We use drones at Louder Than Life, Bourbon and Beyond, Kentucky Derby. What makes them people any more special? We're going to keep a law and order, whether they like it or not.
Civil rights and privacy groups, meanwhile, have raised the alarm about how data collected through increased surveillance can be abused by bad actors. I'm Roberto Roldan in Louisville.
Governor Andy Beshear has ordered flags at all state buildings be lowered to half-staff from sunrise to sunset today in honor of a Kentucky soldier who died while supporting the war in Iran. 26-year-old Sergeant Benjamin Pennington of Glendale died March 8th from injuries sustained during an enemy attack on an air base in Saudi Arabia. A memorial service for Pennington, who was posthumously promoted to staff sergeant, was held at Central Hardin High School last weekend. A private burial will take place today at the Kentucky Veterans Cemetery in Radcliffe. You can learn more on these stories and many others when you visit us online at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.